This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, there are more than 846,000 COVID-19 related deaths. Now with 25.2 million confirmed infections with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia carrying the bulk of the cases. Australia and South Korea are among the nations which remain in the grip of a high increase in COVID-19 cases. The United States is set to surpass 6 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, along with the world-leading 183,000 deaths the country has recorded. Four Midwestern states recently reported record one-day increases in new cases: Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, all according to Johns Hopkins University data. Meanwhile, Montana and Idaho say their numbers of hospitalized COVID-19 patients are also setting records. Face masks on public transportation became mandatory in New Zealand Monday, as social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was confident the new measure would be taken up across New Zealand, adding that, quote, a bit of smiling with the eyes behind the mask, end quote, and kindness to Aucklanders in particular would help get the country through the latest outbreak. Limits will stay on public gatherings and movement in Auckland, though. New Zealand announced 9 coronavirus cases Monday, 4 of which were in managed isolation and quarantine. Berlin police broke up a mass protest against coronavirus curbs on Saturday and arrested 300 in the German capital after demonstrators failed to keep their distance. This is the only news. Lebanon's president designated an ambassador Monday to form a new government after he secured the support of a majority of MPs. The previous government quit August 10th in the wake of a catastrophic explosion after they report. Sudanese leaders and rebel commanders agreed Monday on a historic peace deal, a crucial first step towards ending 17 years of conflict, an AFP correspondent said. Leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella organization of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile, raised their fists in celebration after inking the deal. The agreement struck in the capital of neighboring South Sudan was initialed and not signed as a way to leave the door open for two key holdout rebel groups to join a final agreement, officials said. On the day Belarus's embattled president, Alexander Lukashenko, turned 66, he received a call from Russian President Vladimir Putin inviting Lukashenko to visit Moscow, a sign of the Kremlin's willingness to back Lukashenko as he grapples with the unrest and the threat of new Western sanctions. Once again, tens of thousands of protesters flooded the capital to call for Lukashenko's resignation. He's been struggling to contain the recent protests and strikes since winning the August 9th election. His opponents say it was rigged. He denied electoral fraud and has said the protests are backed from abroad. Meanwhile, shaken by 3 weeks of these protests against the authoritarian president, Belarus has deported some foreign journalists and revoked the accreditation of local reporters. A Star of David adorned El Alfrin has departed from Israel's international airport, carrying a high-ranking American and Israeli delegation to Abu Dhabi in the first ever direct commercial passenger flight to the United Arab Emirates. The Israeli flag carrier's flight Monday marks the implementation of the historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the two nations and solidifies long clandestine ties that have evolved over years of shared enmity toward Iran. With the U.S. as matchmaker, Israel and the UAE agreed earlier this month to work toward normalization, which would make the UAE the third Arab nation to have full relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, Wisconsin, in the United States, where protesters have demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, New York.